Patrick is wondering, what happens if something gets sucked into a black hole?
Oh, that's a very difficult question. You see, black holes... Well, what a black hole is an object that's just so heavy that light itself can't escape from it. Now, we're often told that light isn't affected by gravity. The amount of gravity, the amount of mass needed to actually affect light is huge. But black holes are the remnants of massive stars that have collapsed into a very small space, and they're so dense, so heavy, that even light cannot escape. What actually happens when something passes what we call the event horizon, the distance away from the actual body which light can't escape from, is very, very unclear, and we may never know, because it's impossible for anything that we send through past that point to ever come back, because light, the fastest travelling thing, even that cannot escape. Likely it wouldn't be a particularly pleasant process. Even as you approached it, you'd get stretched and stretched and stretched.
Would you feel that, though? Would you actually feel yourself being pulled?
Depending on how fast you approach the black hole, you might be pulled kind of string thin.
Oh,
you might be completely torn.
And over what time scale would it take as you felt yourself this... Because literally you're feeling a force on your legs. It would be like being put on a medieval rack then. Is that what you're saying? You would literally feel yourself being drawn out?
Yes. The quicker you go into the black hole, the better it is for you in the process of going
in, because
the quicker you go in, the less stretching, the less time there is to stretch.
So a really agonizing approach would be a really slow journey into the black hole. So
if you spiraled around for years and years, you'd slowly get longer and longer.
And then what would happen?
Then this is where it gets really unclear, because there are things like, at the center of a black hole, it doesn't seem like there's any force to stop the mass at the center collapsing more and more and more. And so you'd expect the density at the centre to go up and up and up faster and faster and faster and become infinite. And that must be impossible, because if there was infinite density, it would have an infinite force and everything, everywhere in the universe would be sucked in. So we're very unclear on what exactly is stopping that happening in the centre of a black hole. There are theories even that time must slow down and stop at that centre so that we can't reach this infinite density.